Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free. The devil is a lie. Say,
the devil is a lie.
Y'all say, what the Lord has is for me.
Welcome this morning to Real Talk with Pastor E. We are excited to, excuse me, I tried to take a sip of coffee and thought I had a minute before the ending of that broadcast, that song. But welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Yes, this is our time for Real Talk discussions, dynamic, principle-based messages, and directed through our extravagant respect and honor to God. Yes, family, we are truly devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of it. with truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man with every opportunity. Through works of charity and by actions of love, we feel that we are working and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And we will. That's the guarantee. We will reach the lost and unsaved. How about you? Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. I'm not sure what's going on technically, but we had a guest this morning that was going to really, really share some stuff about domestic violence. We are knowing that the enemy must be having something to do with that. We're going to bind that right now in the mighty name of Jesus, but the show must go on. And we want to discuss this morning just sharing the covenant and also crossing over. We can't forget what our goals are here on the network, and we're not going to hold you long with these announcements, but we're going to, because of technical difficulties last night. We are going to hear a word from the mighty woman of God, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, after we discuss White Friday 2017, the covenant, here on the Now Network, and getting ready, preparing to cross over to the other side of 2018. Yes, number one commitment in the covenant is I commit to not spending any money on Friday, November 24th, 2017, aka Black Friday. And I know I'm going to really touch on that one, because everybody thinks you're getting deals. Everybody thinks you're getting sales. Well, when you really add up the cost of gas, the time of waiting, the food you bought to eat, and you put all those costs together, oh, even though you got a $500 TV for $200, you spent $300 in time, money, effort, and watch this, the rush of other people to get something for sale, and you get home and you're more tired than you are now. I tell you now, wait a week after the so-called Black Friday and all the sales will still be there. Or wait a week before Christmas and the sales will all be there. I never did really understand. I've never been a participant, but I never understood why people bought Christmas stuff in November. That's just me personally. And I got caught in, I think, 1 year with the Black Friday thing, the sales and all this. And when I thought about it, this is for me to stand in those lines and for me to deal with those salespeople that aren't looking after the customer. They're just trying to get rid of merchandise. It was not worth my time. I spent more money and time and effort and energy to get a sale than I did staying home and getting a deal. You'll catch up to that one in a minute. I commit to not spending any money on Friday, November 14, 2017, aka Black Friday. Number two, I commit to opening a savings account in a Black-owned bank on Friday, November 24, 2017. Now, for our other minority covenant partners, just add in Hispanic, Asian, or whatever it is that and find one of your cultural bank institutions to invest in. Now, our money consultant here this coming Tuesday is going to be sharing some areas that for minorities where you can invest your money, where you could save your money in a minority. We're going to change that language. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In a minority-owned bank on Friday, November 24, 2017. And then number three, I commit to saving at least $10 or whatever your budget allows a week. Remember, Minister Rashad was talking about the no-look envelope. That's cool, but you need to say, I'm going to dedicate and tape that thing off, because I know we'll go back in that envelope in a minute. Maybe I'm just stepping on my toe this morning. But we need to commit to saving $10 for yourself or whatever your budget can allow. And that means you got to give up something. Remember, for every increase, there's a decrease. You have to give up something to gain something. I commit to community service by spending at least one day by helping others before December 31st, 2017. If you're in the California area, give me a call. We'll get you hooked up to the right place. You can come out and donate some of your time, or help us feed the homeless, or help us just to pass out food, or help us just to do some of the things we're doing in the community. And finally, I commit to donating at least $25 extra to my church or my favorite charity by December 31st, 2017. Now, I never say this, but there's so many people saying it to me. If you're looking for a place to sow into, here it is right here. P2P Ministries, the Now Network, is available. We are good ground, and we do continue to sow back into our community. As a matter of fact, this broadcast, we don't ask for any donations for this broadcast. Our entrepreneurial gifts provides this broadcast. Our YouTube videos and all of our editing and our flyers or anything like that, we don't ask for donations for that. We do the work and now put it forward. But in this case, if you're looking for somewhere, you say, well, I don't want to give there. I'm not getting anything back. If you're getting anything from this ministry, number one, we should already be where you're sowing your tithes in. If you're growing here on this ministry, you should be sowing your tithes here if you know the word. But if you're growing here and you're part of it, not as covenant, just part of it, you can still sow into this ministry. And that could be your extra, your $25 to P2P Ministries before the end of this year. And yes, we're not trying to line pockets, and I don't even have to explain this, but we're trying to continue to go forward and do what God has called us to do financially, free from asking. But this is a time that you can donate to this ministry. And then when we go to the next level, it's always not one step. There's other steps. And not even to put it out there, there's covenant partners that sow into this ministry that I guarantee you could give you a testimony of how their finances are growing. And then if anything ever happened and something they had to back off, they wish they would have never stopped because it was a fall off in their finances. And when they started back, the increase of steady flow is what it's all about. And that's where we need to be as believers. And we want to know that we're sowing into good ground. And if it's not good ground, and even if this isn't good ground, don't sow. But if it's good ground and you know you're being fed and you know you're growing and you know you're being pushed and you know you're being stretched out of what you just were 5 seconds ago, then that is a place. And I'll just say that not only to just pinpoint P2P Ministries, but to say that if any place that you're part of and you're growing and you're being expanded and you're going higher and you're encouraged that you can do better, that's where you really need to be sowing into, because that is where the good ground is at. And when you sow your seed in good ground, oh my God, there is no other result than good harvest. And most of us are lacking good harvest. Now you say, how are you going to call me out like that, Pastor E? Read John 15. If you don't have much fruit, if you don't have a multiplication of your fruits, then something's wrong with where you're planting. We'll leave that one alone right there. White Friday Covenant 2017. And then we want to continue to remind you on Let's Talk Jesus Monday. We're going to be going over again, preaching this message of new beginnings, seasons, 2018, we are ready to cross over. But remember, there are things we must do. All our covenant partners at the end of September have went before the Lord in repentance and said, Lord, I admit I didn't do this, this, and this, but can you give me grace and a little more strength to finish strong? And if I'm not available, I'll come back before you again and repent. Lord, I couldn't make it, but I tried my best, but look what I did bring to the altar. That now we can go before the Lord in sincerity and be truly forgiven. Because now it's time to get ready. But you must always remember to leave things behind. What you want to leave behind first is sin. The wages of sin is death. What do you want to leave secondly? Fears. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and sound mind. Number three, unforgiveness. Don't you know that if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you? Past failures. Oh, no. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, the new creation, old things have been passed away. Lost dreams, unfinished commitments, all those things that keep saying we're no good, that we can't make it. We must leave it behind, because when you cross over, now you are in Christ Jesus. And that means anyone. You are in Christ Jesus and you are a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new now, because you are new in all things again. And in those things, we must now prepare ourselves to be new in obedience. Somebody thought it was new at work. No, new in obedience at work. To understand you got to mind somebody. And I don't care if you think and you know you are a spiritually stronger person than the adversary that's across the table, and they are still in a leadership position, you must be obedient. That's why we put that number one. And then you must be new again in dedication. You must be new again in commitment. You must be new again in passion. You must be new again in purpose. You must be new again in vision. And watch this whole reproduction thing. You must be new again in results. You cannot just be content with the little that's coming just by the little you're giving. Touch somebody on that one. You cannot be content with the little that you're getting that's the result of the little that you're giving. You must give into and commit to new again. Now, the definition of new, come on, somebody, is something never, ever, 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 ever done before. I don't want to, don't even give me your mindset on what new is, because new is God. And Ecclesiastes tell you that all things, there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a season in time, but it's not our time, which is those old sins and fears and unforgiveness and past failures and lost dreams and unfinished commitments. But the new something, never, I've never been obedient like this before. I've never been dedicated like this before. I've never been committed like this before. See, those aren't resolutions. Those are commitments and decisions. I want to be new in my passion, new like never before. You're going to see a new purpose in me, a new vision in me, and a new result, because I'm going to produce much fruit. Now I know he abides in me because I abided in him. And now the result of that is the fruit of my labor of prayer, supplication, worship, giving God, study, every /. There's no end to going higher in God because we have become new again. Now, in closing my little opening statement, we're going to open the lines and allow Evangelist Virginia to bless us today, is that it starts with you. This is your course. This is us instituting, but we're sharing what we go through every season. And then we talked about, as you know, every season is broke up into seasons. And then we must now treat those seasons when they are, and not try to get ahead of ourselves and deal with fall when we're in winter and deal with summer when we're in the spring. We have to be in the right position so we can really have the new things that God has required for us to have. And he's requiring us to have this right now. But if you're not ready for it, if you're not prepared for it, and if you're still waiting on a somebody else to come and do it for you, that's all you'll ever be doing. And that's why we push, and that's why we provoke through love and good works. Through love and good works. Oh my God. We'll say it again. Through love and good works. That first of all, you see through the love that we have, that the good works that we show is not to tell you what to do, but to show you what God is doing in our lives. That's true ministry. And I don't, and I'll dispute with anyone who said that there is a different ministry or no, that's the true ministry. And that's the ministry I must live in. Amen. Amen. I know I didn't look at my text. And Evangelist Virginia has an appointment, so we're going to release her on that one. I'm just trying to make it available. I know she keeps a word in her. But as I say, we wanted to share these principles and give you an opportunity to really be a part of it. And as I said, we had a guest today, and we were expecting that to be a truly awesome broadcast. Not sure what happened there. And yeah, I'm not sure what happened in that situation, but hey, to God be the glory. But I tell you, it was about domestic violence, and this is still Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we have to say, it's not only women. We were here to talk about a man who had went through that. I'm not going to put his name out there. You can see it on the flyer and all that. But the subject today was from victim to victorious, because we cannot longer stay in our old. And I don't care what has happened to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for allowing me this opportunity to share this today. Is I don't know what happened to you and who did it to you and why they did it. That's out of my control and out of my realm. Okay, I do pray for you, and am very concerned that you had to endure anything that was evil and bad. But I must be honest this morning, for you or for me to really grow, I have to get over and release the anger, the hurt, and the pain. See, that's another part of preparing to go over. See, we think we're talking about all biblical things, and we're talking about some emotional things that we must go back before the Lord and repent. And you say, "Well, I didn't do it," but you held on to it. You say, I didn't initiate it," but you continue to let that bring you from who God called you to be instead of being free and free indeed. And there's no takeaway from the hurt, the pain, but I'm talking about growing and really having the freedom of the Holy Spirit. That now you can learn. If you know, for me to really learn to pray for somebody that I know did me wrong was a really graduation for me. It was something that God required of me, because I could not be where and do what and have the position in God if I wouldn't. Now, I know a lot of people could have thought of the physical things that could have came along with those attributes, but I had to realize it was all about the spirituality and me knowing that I can do it. And that's what it's really all about in our covenant and in our crossing over, is that you can do it. This is not an unattainable goal. It is obtainable. But you must be first willing to not just try to take over the old into the new. Now, we talked about this last year when God launched this new beginnings seasonal transfer. That the old cannot go over. Ooh, Jesus. See, some of us are sitting here in October, almost going into November, the same that we started in January. Because you know why? It's not because you haven't been trying to do right this whole season. You're even better than you used to be, but you are still who you used to be because of the old that's in your suitcase. We, some of us still have that big old, I remember my grandmother had this old lockbox at the end of her bed. It was a chest full of momentum. A lot of us are still carrying around these chests of past sins, fears, unforgiveness, past failures, lost dreams, and unfinished commitments. The wages of sin is death. That could have been the one. We could just put that right there as the old. Those old sins that still required, watch this now, that still required death. Jesus. Let me find a Bible here. We're going to preach this morning. Hold on. I'm going to take my hands off 1 second. Don't think I left you. Oh, my God. Because we are still carrying old luggage, and old luggage will never let you receive the new. You're never experiencing the new. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the old, it overtakes. It won't let the light shine. It keeps the light out because of, this is us. This isn't God. God is the light. The light changes things, but you must let the light in. And if you don't recognize the light, if you don't know the light, if you haven't spent time with the light, then it's very hard for you to have the benefits of the light. You can call it all day. I'm new in obedience, dedication, commitment, passion, purpose, vision, and results. But if you still are carrying baggage, that same baggage that made family turn you away, that same baggage that we done lost jobs behind, that same baggage that people won't even answer our phone calls anymore, that same baggage that we've been sent away. We had to move from our own land. We had to leave our own land to go live somewhere else and think we could do better. But now in that land, we've done the same thing. And some of us have been imprisoned. Some of us have been put away. Some of us have been shackled. Oh, my God. Some of us have been put in the tomb. So all of our actions and all of our craziness and all of our spiritual deformities are not bothering to everybody else except from far off. See, even when home rejects you, you'll get somewhere else. They're going to reject you, too, if you are still holding on to the old. But see, crossing over is a representation of seeing Jesus. Are you ready, or have you seen Jesus? Do you recognize him? It's not just one of the crowd. You recognize him as being special and highly exalted. Is that how you receive Jesus? Are you just looking at Jesus as anybody else and that's God in the flesh? No, he always has to be elevated to another place. So when you see him, our message on Thursday was, Wednesday, you got to be running. See, I'm running to Jesus. And when I'm running to Jesus, I'm running to him because I know he could take away my sins, my fears, my unforgiveness, my past failures, my lost dreams, my unfinished commitments. But it's up to you to see him. You can't wait for somebody else to say, Jesus is over there, and you go try to run to him. No, you're going to get left behind because the one who saw him is going to be the first one there. And guess who's going to be appreciated on? That him. Because guess what? Jesus is going to get back in the boat and go on to the other side. And now you'll have to go and do your ministry, what he's called you to do. And we're going to share some things here in the word this morning. That you don't need a degree, you don't need a seminary license, you don't need a special oil anointing or me laying hands on you. All you need to do is do the work and be obedient, be dedicated, be committed, be have a passion, a purpose, a vision with no other outcome but much results. You must see a harvest. You must receive the fullness of the fruit of the Spirit. As we're talking about the old, I want to remind you of you, just like I reminded myself of this every time I read this story, this explanation of how we must move now and be ready now and never give up. There's so many attributes in this story that you can just you can take it a whole month just to say if I study all of these lessons right here, I will now have what the lessons are trying to give me, the word of revelation. Turn your Bibles this morning to Mark chapter 5. And every time you hear me say crazy, I want you to put your name in it. I don't even use his name no more. I used to hate being called Eddie, but Crazy Eddie is in the house just for a little bit today. Just so you can feel comfortable to let crazy out just for a little bit. Verse 1 of chapter 5, it says, then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of Gennesaret. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with unclean spirits who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no one could bind him. Not even the chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled off apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. And he answered, for he said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit. Then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains, so all the demons begged him. Now, remember, it went from one to none. He was having a conversation about, we're going to go back over there piece by piece. Let me back up. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us to the swine that we may enter them. And at once, Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. So it wasn't just one, five. It was about 2,000 pigs. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine and you know what? I want to stop right there. Hold on. I want to stop right there. We're going to wait on that part. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And drowned in the sea is where we want to end right there. And turn back over to verse 1. We're going to kind of just walk through this, but I just want to read it out because I just love this story. There's so many nuggets in here. But it says, then they came to the other side of the sea. Stop. Don't you get it mistaken. Jesus was not alone because he was the only one that got out the boat. Oh, my God. Some of us that are following Jesus still are so worried, so scared, and so full of fear that we won't get out the boat. Oh, even when we get out the boat, Peter, you want to look down and pay attention to the water instead of the anointing of Jesus. But I want to make that point there. He was not alone. But it says, to the country of Gardenness. And when he had come out of the boat, see, it didn't say they, it says he came out of the boat. Immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even the chains, because he had often been bound in shackles and chains. Now, why I want to tell you something. Don't think this man was just out there in the tombs and things because he that's where he wanted to be. Believe me, he had to be causing some havoc in the country, in the city, for them people to bind him in chains. You do not put chains on yourself. You do not get put in the mountains. You do not get ran off if you're just a nice guy. Oh, Jesus. And see, this is what's so important, is that he was not at home. He was in another land. This was not his home. You'll read this later on. But he was in another land causing havoc. And in causing havoc, them people got tired of him. And they tried to put him out. It says no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had been often, that word often, over and over, he had been often been bound with shackles and chains. They had put it on his ankles, on his wrists, and then wrapped him in chains. And the man, watch this, and had been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Boy, this boy was strong. Oh, he had so many of them legions in him. Nobody could hold him down. Nobody could keep him peace. Nobody but them shackles they put him on him, because that would give them enough time to get back to the country before he could break loose. Oh, my God. But watch what happens. Oh, Jesus. And the chains have been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always night and day. This dude was always night and day. Ooh, Crazy Larry, Crazy Eddie was on it all day, all night. Didn't know how to quit. I know you had a crazy in you one time. I like to bring this up, too. Don't you remember when you was a kid or growing up, there was always in the neighborhood a crazy somebody. We had a Crazy Larry. That's why I use that. We had a Crazy Larry. And you knew when you seen Crazy Larry coming, y'all already took him. You drove him way down to the beach and thought he'd be all cool down there shouting and making noise. And before you know it, here he is back in the hood. What would you do? Turn the other way. Somebody call you and say, man, we're having a party over home. The first thing you said is Crazy Larry there. I know I'm not the only one. See Crazy Larry come, you cross the street, because you knew Crazy Larry was about to go crazy on you, asking you for something, wanting you to do something. And once you gave him attention, he would not leave you alone until you did what he asked you to do. Come on, somebody remember that Crazy Larry, that one that broke in pieces them chains and them bondages. No one could tame him. Not even day and night. It says, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. Oh, my God. Now, you could take the stones out of that crazy, put your name in there. How many times whatever you were using, whatever you were eating, whatever you were doing was the result of cutting yourself with stones? They weren't making you do it. The devil didn't make you do it. You did it on your own. But that's just like you have to now, watch this, transfer the word and say, okay, I can really, we think we off the hook because we didn't cut ourselves with a stone. But you cut yourself with drugs, you cut yourself with alcohol, you cut yourself with pornography, you cut yourself with anything that's not of God. Oh, come on, crazy somebody. You know what I'm talking about. But watch this. When he saw Jesus from afar, oh, my Jesus, he is full of legions. And it said he was full of many, but watch this. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. Come on, somebody start running to Jesus right now. You're still in your sin. You're still in your fears. You're still in your unforgiveness. You're still in your past failures. You're still in your lost dreams and unfinished commitments. But you can now see Jesus because you know him and run to Jesus. Oh, you got to get faster. Come on, because I'm running too. It's a race. It's a race. Come on, I'm running to Jesus because I need him to take it away. I'm running to Jesus because I don't need this in me no more. I'm ready to be new again because I cannot be new if I keep holding on to the old. He ran to Jesus and worshiped him and cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God. Slow up. Watch this. I don't care how bad or how messed up you are. You still, when you see Jesus, know Jesus. Only part is some people keep sitting in their devil instead of running to Jesus. Some people don't say, I'm ready to change. They say, I can hang on again. Oh, he'll be around. But watch, I'm going to tell you, if you reject Jesus, watch what happens. And then he said, and so he knew Jesus. He knew he was the Son of the Most High God. And I implore you by God. Oh, look, he wanna call out. Don't forget, everything was created by God. Them angels that jumped ship, they still are aware. They just were under false pretenses and unworthy hopes and dreams. But they still know that God created them. Wasn't his fault they turned right. Satan had got a word in their ear. For he said to them, and then he said, you by God do not torment me. It wasn't time anyway. Watch this. For he said to them, come out of the man, unclean spirit. You got to start speaking to the unclean spirits in yourself. Jesus. Oh, no, you said Jesus did that. No, he said, if you believe in me and the works that I do, you can do also. Now, you know, prayer is number one, but here's some other little things that you can learn. Talk to that spirit out yourself. Get out of me, hate. You don't belong here no more. Get out of me, pain. Get out of here. You don't belong here no more. Get out of me, envy. You don't belong here no more. Get out of me, self. Oh, yeah, that self-conscious you. That self-conscious me. It must leave, and you got to speak to that unclean spirit. Oh, I'm talking to my believers today that they keep crossing over, but keep on crossing over and keep on crossing over and it's still in the same position. Speak to those unclean spirits. Then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered. When you ask a question, oh my God, you get an answer. And when you get an answer, you can now make a decision. Watch this. And he answered them saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him saying, send us into the swine that they may enter them. And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. Now, stop right here. Most people think when you call out a pig, it's the most nastiest, it's the lowest animal on this earth. But look how smart they were. They were willing to die a death of the flesh instead of dying a death of the spirit. Oh, my God. They didn't want to be cutting themselves and shouting out and crying out for the demonic spirits that was in them. They were willing to die for Christ instead of to live for the devil. Some of us today need to jump off the cliff right now. Sacrifice your old sins, fears, unforgiveness, past failures, lost dreams, and unfinished commitments. Jump off the cliff. Take a leap of faith and die of yourself. That's most important in this walk is that we die of ourselves. The self-control, the self-me, the self-I, the self-me, everything is about me. That is what must die, and that's the number one thing in sin that we keep holding on to. Oh, nobody know I'm still trying to control that. I didn't got good at this. No, you haven't. It's still control. And I don't care how you do it. Is still control. But that controlling spirit is not hurting the person you're controlling. It's hurting you because you're the same person you always were. You haven't changed. You haven't been rearranged. You haven't transformed by the renewing of your mind because that old me continues to contaminate the new me. And then I end up being just what I always was. Go on, come on, jump off the cliff. Because if you believe in Christ, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you really believe the word of God? Now, somebody said, he's talking about go to Point Furman out in San Pedro and jump off the cliff. No, I'm not. I'm talking about in your spiritual mind. You need to jump off the cliff and say no more fear, no more sins, no more unforgiveness, no more past failures, no more lost dreams, no more unfinished commitments. And I'm going to be the one to security guard that you ain't coming back in here no more. Because I really want to experience new in this new season. They ran down the steep place into the sea and drowned. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. My God, don't you know when you meet Jesus and you say, oh, I want to worship you? See, he didn't ask him, take this out of me. He ran to him to worship him. You got to pay attention to that. He didn't run down there and say, help me, they didn't kill him. I can't take it no more. I'm so tired. I'm so sick of tired. I just can't get a break. I can't get a break. You got to run to him and worship him. Don't run to him complaining and murmuring, because when you meet Jesus, oh, he's going to clean you up. When you meet Jesus, you're going to be sitting there in your right mind. Oh, my God. Somebody going to get this morning. Sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed. And about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. Now, watch. Let me tell you who they're talking about with departing. They wanted Jesus to depart. Now, wait a minute. You say, wait a minute. Whoa. He got out the boat by himself and alone. The untamable, the unlockable, the unshackable, could not be done without him. This man, oh, where'd he come from? We got some more demon-possessed peoples in the other hills and tombs. Come on over here and heal them. No. They begged him to leave their region. You know why? See, to us, those 2,000 swine represented spiritual sacrifice. But to them, that was financial sacrifice. Do you know them 2,000 pigs, they were selling them for pork chops and bacon and porterhouse steaks and whatever it is you make out of a pig, chitlins and pig's feet. And that was their delicacy. That was their money that just ran off the cliff. They would have been willing to deal with old Crazy Larry, because they can cross the street from Crazy Larry. They can bind him up until the pig salesman come, and he wasn't bothering the pigs. He was bothering them, so they wasn't losing no money. Mm. But here come one man, in one word, cost them 2,000 something. Whatever that one pig was worth, 2,000 of them now were down, sitting way down the climb of the side of the mountain, and they were drowned in water. They asked him to leave. Now watch this. And then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And when he got into the boat, now watch this. When you reject Jesus, don't think he's still sticking around. You know, we always want to use that scripture. God said he'll never leave me or forsake you. He didn't. You left him. When you told him that my money is more important than you, he's going to leave you. When you tell him that your sins are more important than him, when you tell him your fears are, because you're still living in fear. When you tell him that your unforgiveness is more important, he's going to leave you, because that's more important to you, your past failures, your lost dreams, your unfinished commitment. Because you're not running to him. You're waiting for him to do something for you. Oh, my God. He got in the boat. And he, who had been demon-possessed, begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him. Oh, my God. See, when Jesus cleansed you, we always want to go with him. Because now we think he's going to keep us clean. Oh, my God. He's going to send you out. And he ain't going to tell you to go to Bible study this, Bible class that, seminary here, seminary there. And I'm not knocking education. I have one. I'm not knocking education. We need more education. We need more knowledge. But we need more God first. Oh, watch this. And when he got out of the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him. But he said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. And how has he had compassion on you? And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Now watch this. See, your ministry starts when you got clean, when you got a right mind. That's when your ministry started. And what is my ministry? I ain't got to preach a good old sermon and all that. It'll come when you do the work. But I must go tell for all that the Lord has done for me. Are you doing that right now? And not just going into Sunday service. No, he said, go into tell all of your friends. And watch this. He says, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion over you. He departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis. Now, Decapolis was not just his home. That was the region he was from. And Crazy Larry had been in a lot of bars, a lot of situations. He had done a lot of people wrong before he got sent over to the other side to Kannapolis. Oh, yeah, you better check this out. Before he got condemned from his own home, he had already burnt up a lot of bridges. Ooh, Jesus. And it wasn't from the one where he started. It was from the last one he burnt up. Jesus. Don't you know you got to go back and start proclaiming what the Lord has done for you and all how merciful he's been for you and all the places that you thought you too good for now? All in places that you thought you just been forgiven for now? No, God has required an account of my past. I must go proclaim. I don't want to go back up there and get a drink and say, oh, man, I found Jesus. Yeah, you know, yeah. But come on, let's have this drink. I got to go. I'm going to have one because I found Jesus. No, to stand outside when they come out and say, hey, man, I just want y'all to know I'm sorry for everything I did. Barman, I got a job now. Here's that $100. I broke that mirror. But I want to let you know I'm only doing this because of what God has done for me. I want to proclaim it today that God was merciful to me. And they said right there, when you proclaim, all believed. All were marveled. Don't you know when Crazy Larry comes back home, all people is looking at him, oh, here come Crazy Larry. But Crazy Larry don't look the same no more. Crazy Larry got a sound mind. Crazy Larry ain't talking about him no more and how they can get over on this and how this scheme is that and how. No, he's proclaiming what God has done for him. Are you doing it? Are you ready? Because if you're not, it's time to leave the past behind. It's time to get the old accounts settled. Because I'm promising you, when you prepare yourself, and yeah, some of us have a lot of leap on you because our shutdown was September. That we went back before the Lord, or we went back before ourselves and took an inventory of all that stuff we said we was going to do. All them promises we made. All them appointments we missed. All them lates at work, all that stuff that wasn't done of excellent. We went back to God and said, God, forgive us. We didn't make it. But give us the strength to climb. We want to finish strong. So for the next, most of us start in September. For that 30 days, everything that I did mess up on, everything that I missed, I am going to complete. So I'm going to be on time. I'm going to be early to work. I'm going to be early to church. I'm going to stay late. I'm going to be available for overtime. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to finish strong. If you haven't done it yet, it's not too late. You can do that right now. Use the last days of October to first analyze yourself of those unfinished commitments, lost dreams, past failures, unforgivenesses, the fears, and the sin. And then go before the Lord and repent and say, I must ask you to take it away because I know I must account for this. I want to repent so I can go forgive and then I can be forgiven. So because I want to get ready because, see, you still need some prep time. You got to get your luggage in order. You got to get your ticket in order. You got to get out so many things in order for the voyage over to the other side. This does not begin by leaving the old behind, because when you are ready to become new, you must be empty. And then you'll know truly what a new obedience is to God, what a new dedication is to God, what a new commitment is to God, and a new passion is to God, purpose, vision, and results. Because watch this, you learn how to run to Jesus every time you was going through. And you didn't run to him complaining, you run to him worshiping. See, that's the difference. You say, I've been running to Jesus. No, you've been running to Jesus with your mess. You've been running to Jesus with your old complaints. You've been running to Jesus with somebody else's deal, somebody else's issues. Instead of running to him and worshiping, he already know what you're going through. He already know what you let inside of you. He already see we can't leave. God does not miss nothing. Stop trying to wait around and get him to catch up when he's already caught up. I must be preaching a word this morning because we were at about 100 people. We got cut down to 60 right now. The boards was blasted up, and all of a sudden, and when it got down to telling somebody about being Crazy Larry and running to Jesus and having to be really intentional about your old stuff, people ain't really ready to get rid of their old. And I'm praying for you. I pray that most of that left already got it and is working on closing out strong. But I pray for those others that just said, yeah, I ain't preaching at me. I wasn't. I was preaching to myself. But in preaching to myself, it's going to sound like it's just you. If the shoe fits, wear it. We have no excuses, especially here on Real Talk with Pastor E. Amen. Well, family, yes, that is Real Talk for this week. We want you to learn, run to Jesus. That's going to be when I really formulate that sermon, that's running to Jesus. People are like, run to Jesus, run to Jesus. And when it comes down like that, that really breaks it down. That folks is like, whoa, man, I got to do better in my life. I want to give you an opportunity. We're going to open up the lines here on Real Talk. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, there may be one on the broadcast today that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. We want you to dial one right now. You're a first call. You don't have to blast it out on the main line. We have a green room that we can talk to you. I have one of our covenant pastors I see several on the line right now that can talk and pray with you while I end out the broadcast. And then we can get in a personal conversation of trying to get you in the right Bible-based church to get you saved and filled with the Holy Spirit right now, not 10 years from now, 5 years, not even a year, but right now it is available to you right now. Brother Ali out of San Diego. What's up, my brother? Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E.
May the Most High continue to lead you and bless you, good brother. I appreciate you opening up my mic, man. I just wanted to say, you know, I was one of those people that used to run about 20 years ago. I used to run to Jesus, man, until I realized that I didn't have to run because he was with me the whole time, you know. So I stopped running. And then I realized I could be carried by Jesus. So I stopped running and started getting carried by him. And there was no way in the world, I could ever be paraplegic, you know, in the spirit. You know, I'll never be able to be crippled in the spirit. And I wanted to say, you know, I got delivered. There's a lot of things that people need to get delivered from and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? If you need to keep it moving, you got to be able to be carried and lifted up by the Most High God. That's why he's lifting you up, because he's so high.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Is that it? But you see that you get that fire lit. Good comment, my brother, man. That's off the chain, bro. And then that's the point. We cannot just run to Jesus. Remember, I say you got to keep the work in. And then he says, so I wrote that down. And when you hear me use it, I'll give you a plug. You got to run to Jesus to be carried by Jesus. Ooh, somebody need to be carried today in the arms of Jesus. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Thank you, good brother.
Pastor Dwayne Collins, Madison, Wisconsin. What's up, my brother? Real talk. See, that's one
Real
of my
talk.
Brothers. That's one of my brothers out throwing the bus. He probably had his mic mute, and I know you're multitasking right now, but welcome to the broadcast this morning. How are you, man of God?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. Woke up with my mind on Jesus, man. Didn't have to run to him. He was already there with me. I just woke
Come
up
on.
And said, thank you, Lord, for putting my feet on the ground. Thank you, Lord. But let me be able to see my wife. Thank you, Lord, that I got another day to get it right. He's already there with me. I didn't have to run to him. You know, the Bible said, cast all your cares on him. So why did I keep running him to my Lord, Lord? No, he know my very intent. I need to just say, Lord, well, how can I do better? My brother put it in there. He said, no longer he'll be paralegal in the spirit. We can't.
I liked it that too. I liked it that too. Yeah, that caught me too. He said, man, I ain't going to be paralegic. And man, I'm telling you, I was just in awe on that statement. That was awesome.
Man, that's it, yo. Hey, Apostle, he hit us with that, but that's a word. That's a word, man. That's a word, man. Just like you say, set that back door. That's a word, man. You know,
that's a word. We all need to preach that. If everybody under the sound of our voice, y'all need to preach that sermon in the next 3 weeks. Don't be paralegic in the spirit. Oh, my God. How many of us are walking around in a wheelchair and we know we can walk in the spirit?
Hey, that piggyback over Crazy Lenny.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Because the Bible never said he was back paralegic. Once he got delivered, got set free, he wanted to be an instrument. But God said, no, go back. Go back. Why? Because you no longer you no longer schizophrenic no more.
they ain't gonna understand because, you know, remember it said when the owners of the pigs came, it said they were afraid, not of anything other than seeing this man that they have been having problems with year after year after year to be sitting there clean. He said he was clean and of sound mind. So that means he did a total body transformation without a tailor. He did a total body transformation without a shoe store. Woo, Jesus.
Hey, Bessie, hey, Apostle, listen, you got my wife, she said, y'all, we got her going, man, because she said, you got, say that again, baby.
Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Hey, how you doing?
I was sitting here listening to him, and then it's funny because we were sitting here this morning, and we were talking about looking at all the things that God has brought you through. He was with you. He carried you. But yet we go back to things that have us bow. And he said, if we look back, we're not fit for the kingdom. And it's funny when he said he healed him from not being a paraplegic in the spirit. We got feet. We got feet. So why aren't you walking? He done gave us feet. So walk. Time to move. It's time to move. We got feet, hands, legs, eyes. It's time for the body to move.
Man. I tell you, I have to give this testimony. Yesterday, we did the Harvest Festival in Bellflower, California. And when the Christian rappers got up there, got it all hyped up, and the kids came to the stage, and they dancing. And he said, man, y'all, don't be scared of us. Come on up here. Get on the stage and dance. So we going, and everybody pumping it up. And all of a sudden, the rappers on the stage just dropped their mics and went to the left. And there was this kid in a wheelchair, totally physically paralegic, trying to come up the stairs and get on the stage and dance. Now, he didn't get hurt because the dancer seen him and grabbed him and caught him, picked him up. And I said to everybody out there, I said, now watch this. It's people out there that can walk that didn't even try to get up here close to Jesus. But look at the lane. Ooh, Jesus. Come up the ramp all by himself and even endangered himself from injury just to get up there. And we weren't saying make noise for the world. We were saying come up here and rock for Jesus. That young man tried to come up there. Oh, my God. I was in such an awe that those of us that can walk and can dance and can talk and don't need any assistance won't even give God half our best.
My God, That's it.
Woo, that was a testimony yesterday. And then Brother Ali coming here, man, I got to open his line again because you started something, man. I am not paralegic in the spirit anymore.
Man, that was the spirit. That wasn't me, man. I'm sitting here crying, man.
Man,
that wasn't me.
Jesus. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you're being carried.
Anything I say, brother, come from the Most High. Anything that they think is good or they think is great, it come from the Spirit. Man, I take no praise in nothing that I do, bro. Nothing.
Well, let me just share something with you. Let me share something with you. I want you to know this. The Bible says give honor where honor is due. Now, it wasn't you, but for you to allow him to work through you has to be acknowledged that you are being carried. You said it. You ain't running to him no more. You're being carried by him. See, when you're being carried by him, he flows through you, and he's flowing. Ooh, my God. You crying. I'm crying. Pastor Dwayne, them crying. We crying in the spirit, crying in tears, crying in laughter. We are crying here because of the Spirit of God that's working through all of us in the spirit of agreement. Ooh. Mm. But I must say to you, how he brought that through you could have only been done through you. Ooh, I am not paralegic in the spirit no more. Jesus.
My God. I like that. I'm going to use that one.
Oh, I am too. Yeah. We're going to be using that throughout our ministry. Woo, and we're going to give God the honor for it. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every caller here today. If somebody else has a comment or a question, go ahead and dial one right now. We want to give you an opportunity to come here. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to the broadcast. Real Talk with Pastor E. As again, I apologize for last night, but I also thank God for your commitment to this network and for doing the word of God and his work. How are you? Okay, don't hang up. That's okay. I'm going to unmute you. Don't even hang up because I know your phone getting to have an issue sometime, but we still thank God for you and everybody else that's here today, just to get ready. It's time to cross over. We want to definitely, we know two of our pastors are going to be preaching in the crossover revival. I'm going to talk to them after this call to get the second one lined up. There's a word flowing in that Collins household. I'm just so proud to be connected with that ministry and with that family. That family is the ministry, and the ministry is the family. But without any further ado, family, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us today for Real Talk with Pastor E. And I want to say this, you know, you can always have a schedule or a plan or a format. But as long as you, and it says the show must go on, as long as you go forward, God will give you everything to make the broadcast better than it ever could have been the way you formatted it or the way you planned it. Let God be the guide. But you cannot do it the old way. It must be done by leaving the old behind. Remember they said about the wine. You can't put old wine in a new wine bag, case. But you can't. It will expand. The ingredients will grow and explode the old because it doesn't have the expansion of the new. It goes same thing for our spirit. You try to put new and old, and every time now you're depressed more. You're like, why is it, we are not working for me? Because you're still holding on to something from the past. And that past chest must be put away. Cast all your cares on him, right? Just like that, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Family, I love you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. But you got to learn to trust in him. And you have to know you have not been given a spirit of fear. You have not been given a spirit of pride. You have been given the right to worship him. And he's going to ask you this morning as we close out to leave it all right here. And I know some of you may have to go. I dare you to just listen to the first two verses of this song. This is dynamic word. This rings in my head all the time, all day long. Because you have to know you were created for purpose. You were created in his image. But you were given life by the breath of Jesus.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
You did not create me to worry.
You did not create. And
you created me.
Oh yeah. not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.